Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Don Larson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rip Rapolsky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tuttle. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, but in applying the tag. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Larson covering, for the out. Runnels moves to third. Tasby moves to second. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Tasby moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Pagliarani reaches second base with a double. Tasby scores. Rapolsky goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. There goes Tasby trying to get to third. Seaburn throws the ball into Hamlin, who relays the ball to Jablonski, who tags Tasby for the out. It's 4-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle throws the ball into Lump, who tags Malzone trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-1 in the game. Jablonski takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jablonski moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Jablonski moves to third. Thronberry moves to second. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing shortstop. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-1 in the game. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. Tasby goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Ned Garver now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Wirtz scores. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rapolsky strikes out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirtz. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jablonski moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rapolski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards first. Thronberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Malzone moves to third. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 3 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jablonski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 0 in the game. With four walks. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Daly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornberry moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams pinch hits for Ned Garver. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Thornberry moves to third. Daly moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornberry scores. Daly moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 4 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.